Hello, and thank you for joining us at In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association. This is Annette Knowles. Professional management of a downtown starts with a selection of a skilled DDA executive director. When Scott Zazak became the city manager of Caro in Michigan's Thumb, he saw an opportunity to create a stronger DDA and downtown by transitioning staff to a full-time DDA director. Using his own experiences with the DDA in Escanaba as a springboard for the idea, Scott and the MDA's executive director, Dana Walker, converse about why and how the process worked in Caro. Here we go.
Hi, everyone. It's Dana Walker. I am the director for the Michigan Downtown Association. And today, I'm going to be having a conversation with Scott Zazak from the city of Caro. Scott is the city manager of Caro, Michigan. And if you got out your handy map of the state of Michigan, we would find Caro in the Thumb region, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, Scott?
Oh, yes. We're definitely in the Thumb here in Caro.
Excellent. So welcome, Scott, to the podcast. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. It's good to be talking to you, Dana. Glad to be part of this. And you know, hopefully be a little bit, show some of the things we've been through in terms of, hiring and developing our DDA so that it can help some of the other DDAs here in the great state of Michigan.
Yeah, awesome. So let's jump right into it. So you were recently hired as a city manager for Caro, as we said. Before that, what's your background? And specifically, you came from another great part of our state, the UP. So can you tell us a little bit about your background there in the UP with the DDAs up there?
Absolutely. So just before I get to the UP, though, just I have a bachelor's and a master's degree from Oakland University, and I spent a lot of time in government service through electoral politics. I worked as a staffer for the state legislature and for the U.S. Congress. But at a point in my life, I decided to go more into governing. So I got a job up in Escanaba as the executive director of the Downtown Development Authority, which is actually what led me to my involvement in the MDA over these last couple of years. And so, that was my first experience in terms of, being in a DDA and being hired into one. And, it's a place that had an established, hiring process, and they had, had directors before me. And actually, luckily for me, my assistant up there was a former director who just decided she wanted to work a little bit less, so I had a great resource up there. So we followed a lot of, things that have always been done. There was, we discussed salary, but a lot of the stuff was kind of standardized. So that was my experience up there, was, just going through, felt like being hired in any other job. The first, I would say, wrinkle I developed, though, was at, when actually through the MDA, I got exposed to looking into certain things in the Michigan Downtown Law, Act 57 of 2018. And one of them was the part that says that actually we're supposed to get similar benefits to civil service employees. And I discovered at that time that, well, my contract didn't include a participation in the retirement plan, which, caused a little bit of a discussion. And the argument was, well, the contract said this, but I said, but the law says this. And so we never actually got that resolved, but I did make them aware of that issue when I departed, that that's something that I think they should keep in mind for their next person. And so, that's kind of the first, really, when I got into some of the more nuts and bolts of what's involved when you hire into a DDA, is that while DDAs are their own self-funded entity and they're technically a separate municipal entity, they still have a relationship to the municipality that they come from because of the appointment process and because of things like the employee benefit section of the law. And also that having a director at all is subject to the oversight of the municipality. So there is a relationship there that should be respected and should be, cultivated. So after I left the DDA, after one or two false starts, I ended up in my new position where I'm a city manager here in the city of Caro. And we had a DDA that was not as active as mine was, and we had someone who at the time was a shared employee, but based on how I wanted to run my office, the discussion became, and also from my experience working in Escanaba and dealing with the MDA, is that I have the philosophy that a DDA is only as strong as its executive director. And I say that not to take anything away from the great men and women who serve on our boards, but the executive directors and the staffs are the ones who are in there day to day. They're the ones running things every day. Whereas some of our people who are on our boards, you know, they have their own businesses. They can't keep their eye on DDA stuff all the time. So seeing that paradigm myself, and also knowing that I think that would lead to, you know, improvements to DDA activities in our city, I decided to start the conversation to have that shared employee who had started actually as a part-time person just doing the farmer's market here in Caro to transition to being our new DDA executive director.
Okay, that's great. And Scott, let me go back for just a second. So I think it is really very important for downtown development authority directors to understand the law. And as you mentioned, PA 57 of 2018, when it was just recently amended a couple of years ago, because it does outline the process. It does, like you say, mention the benefits. And I think you said something that was key is open communications. You have to have communications and a relationship between the Downtown Development Authority and the municipality, so that discussions like the tough ones you probably had in Escanaba can happen, and bring that knowledge to the municipality, to the boards, to the council, that hey, this is what the law says, and this is what our, you know, directors deserve. So I appreciate you bringing that up, because a lot of it goes, it's kind of like, where exactly does the DDA fit in? And that's just on our part for the Michigan Downtown Association and for people like, you know, across the state, it's that constant education, right? Of what a DDA does, the importance, but also the relationship between the municipality.
Absolutely. And something I've always said in my experience in government is it's as much as, you know, our current political culture is one of outrage and one of, you know, confrontation. I felt that in the long run, and in my experience in the long run, the best way to work through some of these issues is with conversation. You know, you sit down, you talk, you don't let passions get out of control, and you say, hey, this is what this says. And okay, well, that may not be how, and you know, this is also a thing which sometimes when laws get updated, well, that's not how we've always done it. Well, sometimes those things need to adapt based on changes. Like, I don't know off the top of my head from my previous research if this was in the original DDA law from the 70s. So if this is a change, like I know another change was made in 2018 was the bi-yearly informational meeting requirement. So as the law changed, we have to adapt to that. And you know, not change isn't always easy, especially, you know, in a smaller town where things are just kind of done the way they've always done. So that's why, you know, having those conversations instead of confrontations is key. It's about building those relationships and realizing that while people may have a different interpretation of something, we all have the same goal of improving our cities. Because and I said this when I was a DDA director, and I still say it now as a city manager, the downtown is the heart of a city. And if your downtown isn't strong, then your city can't be strong. So that's why it's another reason why when I saw that we had a DDA, I wanted to make sure it was as strong as possible here in Caro, because a strong downtown leads to a strong city. And if that's maybe being a little biased because I started as a DDA director before I became a city manager, well, then fine, guilty as charged. But it's something I believed when I was a DDA director, and it's something I still believe as a city manager.
Well, yeah, and that's great. I think you have experience from before and you're able to relate it and bring your knowledge into this position. So Caro had, would you like a part-time, mainly farmers market driven? Is that?
From my understanding is that for a long time, the DDA would, you know, choose a project or two, but the city government itself would be the one who kind of drove the train on it. And recently they built the farmer's market, and they hired a part-time person to do our farmer's market. During my predecessor's tenure during COVID, because of his preferences for how he had the office set, he decided to have a full-time position that took care of some of his responsibilities as well as DDA responsibilities. So the person he put in that position was the person who was our part-time farmers market manager. And so she became a shared employee between both the city and the DDA and handled responsibilities for both. When I came on as city manager, some of those responsibilities, mostly in the planning and zoning areas, were something that I had experience in and I wanted to, you know, bring back to my office. So that's when that happened. I started to look at, okay, well, this person who is in this shared position, I was removing some of those city responsibilities, but I didn't want to just put them out. And I wanted to find, okay, how can we make this work so this person can still positively contribute? And knowing what I've known about DDAs, having worked with one, what I came up with and what I proposed to the DDA chair and to this staffer was to transition this person to being the full-time DDA executive director so they could put their entire focus on that, their entire energies on that, and also only have one body to answer to as opposed to being split. So that's why I made that decision, because I wanted to see the DDA, you know, I wanted to activate it, for lack of a better term, because they had worked on projects, but like I said, there's a difference between a board who has other responsibilities and who has other things that they need to take care of in their own private businesses versus someone who gets up every day focused on DDA issues.
Right. It really can be the face of the organization, is on the streets, can be face to face to those business owners. Like you said, certainly has other responsibilities, but like you said, like a board who might own the small business, their first concern is going to be that small business. And then with, you know, volunteer, like we all find if we're volunteering, sometimes you can't give your full attention to the actual organization because of life, right?
Right.
But
yeah,
as life
gets in the way for all of us.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's great. So hiring someone new now, what kind of was it met with open arms? Were there some did you have some explaining to do on why you thought this was the best move? What happened from there?
Like I said, the conversations had to be had, and you know, because anytime a new person comes in and they want to shuffle the deck, there's always going to be a little bit of, okay, why do you want to do this? But as you know, my first meeting was with the employee, and she was open to the idea and liked the idea of being able to, instead of being, you know, subject to the whims of whatever, you know, is going on, and say, wait a minute, no, I can be the person who's marketing our downtown and be focused on just that downtown, as opposed to being for doing planning stuff and zoning stuff and parks and rec and this. And I think saying that, no, this would be your, well, lack of a better phrase, this would be your baby. This would be your thing to be in charge of, as opposed to just doing busy work for me. And I think that's, you know, was important, because I think people who buy into things and have ownership of them and have the passion to do it, you know, this person has passion for, you know, what she does. So I thought, what better way to activate that passion than to say, this is your thing and go make it the best you can. So they had that conversation, and then I had, you know, my city council had to weigh in, and the biggest challenge initially was figuring out how to make it work through the budget process, because we had to shift some of the costs over to the DDA, where before they had just been paying half. They had to make adjustments in their budget, and we had to do that through my budget process that we went through. And then the next step after that, though, was because explaining to certain entities, especially like our insurance agency, especially like our retirement plan, that this person is being transitioned to a technically a different legal entity, but they're staying on our plans because, you know, that's what the law states and that's what, you know, the person wants. So there was a little bit of, you know, navigation of that. And there were some conversations that had to be had with that. And then, you know, like some of the other issues that came up were, you know, how are we going to handle finance? Because, you know, our treasurer's office here in the city had been handling a lot of that. So I said, okay, well, that's something we wanted to keep because the DDA is still subject to the city audit. So it just makes it easier for everyone involved to keep that aspect running through the city. And then one of the other things we're working on is to, you know, they manage the farmer's market, but it's owned by the city. So we're going to have a conversation about, do they want to manage it day to day, or do they just want to use it for the farmer's market? And how would that look? So it's developing that understanding of what's the DDA's lane, what's the city's lane, and And again, this is my experience. And again, maybe this is a small town thing, but a lot of things that are done based on what understandings were in the past or what people have always done. And what I've said is, you know, I may not be here tomorrow. You may not be here tomorrow. But if we want this thing to last, let's, you know, set some of these things in writing and in stone and we'll move forward. And those are the conversations we're going to have going forward. So you got to navigate those things. And, you know, the DDA used to be subject to a lot of our city policies, and now they have to develop their own. So they have to, you know, start looking at, okay, do we want to do things the same as the city? Do we want to do things a little bit differently than the city? So it really is building a new operating paradigm for the DDA. And so, you know, it's something new, and there's going to be hiccups along the way. Anytime you branch out and do something new, do something different, it's never going to be smooth sailing. But as long as you keep dedicating to it, adjust, you know, see the issues and work through them as opposed to just throwing your hands up in the air. You know, that's kind of what I think, you know, we're doing right now. It's, you know, it hasn't been completely smooth sailing. I'm not going to lie. There's been issues of, okay, well, when is the person going to, you know, they got their own office space as opposed to having office in City Hall. So that, you know, we had to make that transition. And then, oh, but the phone number, and so we have to do that. So until they can get that up. And then it was, like I said, going through the issues with the insurance agency and our medical providers and our retirement is to say, okay, no, they're staying here, but they're technically being paid out of this and not that. And even though they're sure, technically separate, there's a lot of that detail work that had to go into it. But, you know, that's what, you know, I'll give credit where credit's due. My clerk and my treasurer were wonderful in terms of navigating those waters. I didn't do it all myself. I would never claim to. So it's also about having a good team around you to make sure that you can navigate some of these things. And having that open dialogue with the DDA board and with my new executive director to say, okay, you know, once we figure this out, we'll go from there. And then, you know, again, that's when we start to look at, okay, what do we want to define as certain relationships? What avenues is the DDA going to be more focused on, this versus that? Are they going to be focused on programming? Are they going to look at streetscaping? Are they going to look at, you know, marketing? What direction do they want to take, and how can the city work with them as best we can to ensure that relationship stays healthy, and also to ensure, like I said before, that our downtown is strong so that our city can be strong.
Well, that's great. So I love that you said, you know, it is a work in progress, and you're gonna adjust as you grow and figure things out. And again, it's that open communication so that everyone can express ideas and you know, especially between the city and the DDA. So how long has the new position, how long has this been since the change?
Actually, it's about 2 months. It started July 1st with the beginning of our fiscal year.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's been 2 months, and it's seen, like I said, there are certain things that are, you know, we've had to look at, like the issue that we've had, at least in Caro, has been, you know, they requested X amount of hours from our DPW staff to do work in the downtown. However, you know, especially with the fun weather we've had this summer with the heavy amount of rain, we've had an excess of weed growth. So we've, you know, had to say, well, unfortunately, that time isn't enough. So we have to do a little bit extra. And then it's, okay, well, maybe next year, instead of having the DPW devote so many hours, me and the executive director have had at least one conversation of, maybe you'll just say you hire your own person and they can be dedicated to you, to whatever you want, for as many hours as you can have them. So that's where you look at adjust. You look at what happened, you know, did this work? Did it not? What can we do better? What can we make sure that, you know, we're giving the best amount of efforts for both sides to succeed? And not just to say, oh, no, this is how I'm doing it. Because that's the other thing, is that what I'm trying to do here, I want to build something that lasts beyond my time here in the city. Whether my time here is another week, a month, a year, or a decade, when I want something that will continue to, you know, go beyond my time and is successful and, you know, works. And every time when there's a new manager, there'll be adjustments. When there's a new director, there'll be adjustments. When there's a new mayor, a new DDA chair, there will always be adjustments as new people come in. But if we can get that core built correctly, that it's something that will remain strong in the city going forward. And, you know, if me doing this podcast helps someone to learn how I did it, to either do it better, do it the same, or say, you know what, he's wrong, I'm going to do it completely differently. Hey, a learning experience is a good learning experience. And so it's also one of my, one of the things I learned in childhood. It's a great cartoon, if you ever want to find it on YouTube, called What Have We Learned, Charlie Brown? But it's, you know, it's something that I think we should always ask ourselves is, what have we learned? Can we improve what's going on? Can we do better? But at the end of the day, you got to keep in mind, why did I do this? And why I did this is because I wanted to strengthen our DDA, give it the tools it needs to succeed. Because again, and I know I repeat myself, but it's the truth. And when you have something that's true, I like to repeat it because sometimes people just need to hear things over and over again. A strong downtown means a strong city. I meant it when I was a DDA director, and I still mean it when I'm a city manager.
Yeah, and you've discovered that if you have a director to, you know, really focus all attention on that, you know, then it, whether it's, we certainly love to push full time if the budget allows, but, you know, as a person dedicated to that, you certainly then, my guess is, and correct me if I'm wrong, is you'll see the growth within the district. And, you know, it'll just snowball from there. And so, you know, that success in that time will pay dividends as the downtown grows, as new businesses come in, as people see the placemaking efforts that the DDA is doing. And it's truly economic development for not only the downtown, but like you're suggesting, the entire city.
Absolutely. Because, you know, like you said, they went the full-time route because the person who was there was full-time and they wanted to maintain that. And that was their decision. I didn't tell them that had to be full or had to be part. Again, that's the other thing. Maybe it's a bias of coming out of being a DDA director, and maybe it's just my natural personality as a city manager, but I didn't want to tell them what to do. I worked with them on the idea. They agreed with the idea, but I wanted it to be the way they wanted it. I didn't want to impose it, because if you impose it, then there's resentment and people fight against it, and then it doesn't succeed. But if you have buy-in, if you bring the idea, but they have a buy-in in the idea, and you engage in those conversations, and it grows to that point, and they made the decision on how to do this. I didn't make this decision. It was my idea, but it was the conversations, and they decided to go with it. I didn't say, you're doing this or else.
Sure.
So that's the other thing, is getting the buy-in from the parties involved. Did we agree on everything? No. That's never going to happen. But we got to a place where it worked out well. Like, you know, I talked about, you know, Act 57. There's a part of that that says in the actual director section, authorizing a director, that having a director is subject to the governing body of the host of the mother municipality. For me, that was, well, the city okays the DDA's budget. The DDA put it in their budget. Okay, we're going. I had some questions as, does that mean we have to also approve the contract and the hire? And I said, no, because I think that we should let the DDA do that. We approved that they're going to do it through the budget process, but I want them to be able to handle their end. And that worked here. Now, in other municipalities, maybe that's going to be done different. Like I said, there's no cookie cutter approach. And that's the other thing, if I get anything else across, is you've got to make this work for where you are. That's why the conversations, not confrontations, are key. But, you know, you got to check your legal stuff out there. You got to talk with who, you know, who provides your insurance, who provides your retirement. And, you know, sometimes it's as silly as you got to find the EIN number for the DDA and make sure that, you know, things are billed the right place. You know, when we were doing a lot of this thing, we found, oh, well, something that was being billed to the Parks and Rec should have been billed to the DDA because people just put pots of money somewhere, especially back before the DDA had a director. And sometimes they're like, and this is, we've all experienced this in the DDA, is someone said, ooh, there's a pot of money over there. Can I do something with it?
Right.
So, you know, you got to keep, you know, that's why, again, I want to engage them so that they can take their resources and be as successful as they can be.
Awesome. So in conclusion then, Scott, what's the one thing you've learned from the process?
That it's not easy.
What is
that making a change is never easy, is especially when people are, you know, they may be resistant to change, or they may be thinking that, you know, are you changing just for changing's sake? But, and again, I will freely admit, and I've said it maybe two or three times already, I have a bias. I came out of a DDA, so I hold DDAs, you know, very, very important to me. I mean, the Escanaba DDA allowed me to refocus my career at a time in my life when I had a lot of things changing, and it gave me something to restart from after a lot of both professional and personal peccadilloes. So it will always have a place in my heart, just like the MDA will, because they helped educate me on how to be a good DDA director and helped. And I still apply lessons I learned from both as a city manager, and I know I will going forward. It's why, even though I left being a DDA director, finishing my professional downtown management certification was important to me. So the one thing I learned is that you never know where you're going to get a good lesson. You never know how things are going to go, but engaging in conversations, and if you have a vision, if you think, you know, what you're doing is good, and if you can get people to buy in, if you can move your municipality forward and create a strong downtown to create a strong city, then keep going for it.
Well, Scott, I appreciate it so much, and I look forward to catching up with you and the downtown director soon to see how you're going. You know, obviously not as like anything, like a change, it will take some time and some work. And as you move forward, it sounds like you got the communication, which oftentimes is the hardest part, in place, so that as things bubble up, things can be solved and move forward. So that's amazing.
Yeah. That's like I said, that if you just have the conversations, even if you think someone, you know, don't assume the worst, don't assume the best, have the conversation.
Right. Very good. Well, thank you so much for your time, Scott. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dana. And thanks for everything you do for the MDA and for everything the MDA does for our DDAs here in Michigan.
Absolutely. We do believe that a strong downtown is really so important, and a strong downtown director. We appreciate what you're doing in Caro to make that happen. And have a great day. We'll talk to you soon, Scott. Thanks so much.
Thank you. So look forward to seeing everyone in November when I get my certification.
Sounds great. All right. Thanks a lot, Scott. Have a great day.
You too, Dana. Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association. Thank you to Caro City Manager Scott Zazak for providing this scenario of the importance of having a downtown manager at the helm of the DDA, and to MDA Executive Director Dana Walker for serving as host. See you next time.